Welcome to our todaysbusinessradio.com executive summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with David Levy, Senior Managing Director, CBiz MHM. Our topic today is, what type of entity should you choose when starting a business? David, why is this important?
The way that a business is owned can affect liability protection as well as the tax consequence for the business and its owners. Owned the wrong way or in the wrong structure, the owner or owners of the business can end up losing personal assets. In addition, if something goes wrong with the business and not planned correctly, the tax cost of the business can be the responsibility of the owners, yet the owners may not get cash from the business in order to pay those taxes.
David, let's talk about liability protection.
Well, if a person owns and operates a business as a sole proprietor, where there's really nothing, no other entity involved, they're personally responsible for anything that goes on with the business, and all their personal assets are at risk. If the business is owned as a corporation, or a limited liability partnership, or a limited liability company, then the only thing that the owners have at risk is what they've actually invested in the business.
David, what about the tax differences in the entities?
Well, if you're a regular corporation or a large company like a Best Buy or a Target, then the business itself pays its tax on its profit, or if it has losses, it reaps the tax benefits. If, on the other hand, you have what's called a pass-through, like a limited liability company or a limited liability partnership, then the owners of those businesses pay the tax on the profits or may be able to realize the tax savings if there are any losses.
And how does that impact the tax return process?
Well, if you own a business, you may have to extend your personal return because the business reporting may not be completed by the time April 15th comes. You also may have to report results in multiple states if your business is operating there, so things may get more complex. Additionally, if the business is profitable, when you factor in income taxes for both federal and state, Medicare taxes, and some other taxes that are involved, a business owner can end up paying in excess of 50% on the profits of their business.
Thank you, David. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for contact information in our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.